Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sukkah, Perigimel, Mishnah Ches. In this Mishnah, when we say the term lulav, we're referring to the Adasim and the Arabis and the lulav all tied together. Sagt der Mishnah, Ein oigden es a lulav, you should not tie the lulav, you shouldn't bind the lulav, ela b'minah, only with its own kind. Whatever you're using to tie them together should be made out of one of the three minim. Let's say you want to use the leaf of a lulav, or maybe the stem of the arava or the hadas. Divi Rabbi Yehuda zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with his shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mina Torah, the three minim have to be tied together. Lulav tzarech aga. You're not even yoitza, the choyb of netilas lulav, unless the three minim, the lulav, the aravas, and the hadasim, are tied together. Memela, whatever you're using to tie them together, is a chelik of the mitzvah. And if you're going to tie it with something which isn't minai, which isn't made out of one of these three things, it's going to turn out that you're not really taking four minim, you're taking five minim. So what's wrong? At least I have the four. And the answer is, we are concerned with a lav in the Torah called Baal Tosef. It's usur min ha-Torah to add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, "Es kol mitzvah asher nachim mitzaveh eschem." The pasuk goes on to say, "Oisai sishmeru lasos loy soisef olav." You can't add on. If a person has five parshias in his tefillin, he's over a lav. So, being that the tying together is a vital part of the mitzvah, it can't be made out of a different meat. As I halt Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir says a filo b'mashicha. Remeir says you can use any cord, any string, even though it's not made out of one of the three minim. There's no Isra Bal Toysef. That's because Rabbi Meir holds lulav ein tzarech aga. In other words, even if you don't tie them together, you're still yaitza your chay. And being that there's no need to tie it together, so the string or whatever you're using to tie them together, it has no shaychus to the mitzvah. This isn't called adding on to the mitzvah. It's a separate thing. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lulav tzarech agad, so we have to give a lot of respect to whatever you're using to tie it together. Without that, you wouldn't be yotze of the mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. Well, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah, you have to make sure not to add something else, which isn't one of the dalad mina. Now, of course, you can't tie it with an S-ring. So the only thing you can use is either the long leaf of the lulav or maybe the stem of the aravis and the adasim, as explained earlier. But if you're going to use anything else, being that this is so much part of the mitzvah, it's going to be Baal Tosef. According to Reb Meir, it's not so much part of the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do, to tie it together. You don't have to. So therefore, this isn't called Baal Tosef. Not adding to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Dalad Mina. I just have something else that ties it together. Now, the halacha is like Reb Meir, the lulav ein tzarech aga. However, the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Meir, mitzvah min ha-mufcher lechatchilas to tie it because it's nicer that way. It's hider mitzvah. And it says, zekeli v'anveyu. Chazal dash nisnor lefon of the mitzvahs. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Meir wants to bring a raya to his shita that there is no Baal Tosef if you tie it with a different kind of a mean. Because Maisa, there was a story, the Anshei Yerushalayim, by the chosh of the people of Yerushalayim, the rich people of Yerushalayim, she'oigden es lulvehen, they tied their lulavs, b'gminia shalzav, the kind of chain made out of gold. Amrullah, the chachamim said to Reb Meir, there's no raya from what those people did. What do you mean there's no raya? They use gold. Gold isn't one of the dalad minim. So the chachamim explained that b'minai ha'ye'oigden oisai milmata. When you looked at them, it looked like it was tied with gold. The taka was gold, but underneath the gold, they would tie it with taka something that was either part of the lulav or the hadasim or the aravis. Although the chachamim answered Reb Meir back, but the Batanura says, we paskin lulav ain't tzarech agad. We only tie it together as a niceness. And the meila, the halacha is like Reb Meir, that it could be tied with something that is not part of the dalad minim, and it would not be Baal Tosef. Quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lulav has to be tied. If not, you're not yaitza. So whatever you're tying it with is a chelik of the mitzvah, and therefore it has to be something that's made out of either lulav, hadassim, or aravis. If you were to do something else, it's like you're taking five minim instead of four minim, and that would be bal taisif. Rabbi Meir holds, lulav ain't tzarech agat, we only do it for niceness. And therefore, even if you use a mashicha, you use a cord or a rope, it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. And if it's not a chelik of the mitzvah, it wouldn't be bal taisif. Rav Meir brought a raya from the Anshei Yerushalayim that they tied their lulavim with gold wire or a gold chain. But the Chachamim answered, yeah, but underneath they had something that was made out of the mean of either lulav, arava, or hadassah.